Welcome to Cryptozoology with Dr. Daisy. I'm Dr. Daisy Fiore, and I research, write, and read everything you hear on this podcast. I hold a PhD in anthrozoology, an MA in anthropology, and a long fascination with the world's lost and undiscovered creatures. So join me on a journey to explore what may be lurking in the corners of this fascinating place we call planet Earth. Before today's episode, I want to give a huge thank you to all my listeners for helping this podcast reach 1,000 downloads. I honestly never thought when I started that so many people would be interested. Thank you all, and here's to another 1,000. Today's episode is part of a special two-parter. Next week, I'm headed up to West Virginia for Mothman Festival. I've always wanted to go and visit Point Pleasant, site of the genesis of the Mothman legend, so I'm super excited. To celebrate, I'll be bringing you this episode on some of my traditional thoughts on the Mothman legend, and then I'll be doing a follow-up episode when I get back. Maybe visiting the sites and locations surrounding the initial Mothman sightings will change my opinions. So, Mothman. Historically, one of my favorite cryptids, but also one of those that toes the line of cryptid. Many of the reports are describing an actual physical creature, but he definitely has aspects of an omen or symbol as well. He's become tied up in reports of disasters, and many people now think he either warns, heralds, or brings on those disasters. But for the physical reports, we can consider him a cryptid. If you look on the internet, you can find all sorts of claims that Mothman has been seen throughout history before different disasters. There's now even a story circulating that there were reports of him before the Chernobyl nuclear disaster in 1986. But I can find no reports of this from actual contemporary sources. I'm pretty sure it's just an internet fabrication. The first reliable report we have of Mothman, and what we can consider the genesis of him, is the reports from Point Pleasant, West Virginia, in 1966 and 1967, preceding the collapse of the Silver Bridge on December 15, 1967, an incident which killed 46 people. Now, before we get into the story of Mothman, I want to recognize that disaster. The legend of Mothman is very tied up in the Silver Bridge disaster. It's often thought he was heralding or predicting or warning of it, so it's easy to get into the habit of talking about it casually when discussing Mothman. But it was a horrible tragedy that devastated a small town right before the holidays. Even today, most people in Point Pleasant know someone who died in that disaster. It's necessary to discuss it, but I also don't want to minimize how tragic it was or minimize the loss of life. The Silver Bridge disaster is even more tied up with Mothman because it was 1 year to the day before the disaster that Mothman was first spotted. Two couples from Point Pleasant were driving along what is known as the TNT area. This is a former munitions area used during World War II. The couples reported to the police that they saw what looked like a 7-foot-tall man standing on the side of the road with wings and glowing red eyes. They said when they drove off, it chased their car and made loud screeching noises. Now, Mothman has since become synonymous with being all black, but it's worth noting in this original sighting, they described the wings as white. The couples were extremely shaken and reported the incident to the police. Sightings continued over the next year, but none were as substantial as this initial sighting. Actually, many were just dust or something flapping and could have been hysteria from that first incident. Some did say they saw something tall and winged with glowing red eyes. The red eyes are a consistent report across all the sightings and I think a critical piece of evidence. Over that year, rumors spread about the creature being seen near the TNT area. This area of almost 8,000 acres was used during World War II as an ammunition manufacturing site. Explosives were stored in bunkers, which still exist on the site. After the area was abandoned, it was turned into a wildlife area. It was also discovered that there had been a fair amount of contamination from explosive byproducts and chemicals. It was listed as a hazardous waste site where cleanup was needed. You'll sometimes see the TNT area described as an abandoned nuclear power plant or nuclear testing site. It isn't. It's just an area contaminated by manufacturing. But since military operations had been conducted on the area, rumors flew that the Mothman was some kind of byproduct of nuclear experimentation or some kind of nuclear waste mutant. Again, nothing nuclear was ever on the site, but that sort of thing was popular at the time, so you'll still see those rumors around the internet, probably because it sounds really cool. The Mothman sighting stopped abruptly after the Silver Bridge disaster. This led author John Keel to write a book in 1975 called The Mothman Prophecies, where he links the Mothman sightings to the bridge collapse. That might be where the whole Mothman as an omen of imminent disaster thing came from. I haven't read the book, but I've seen the movie with Richard Gere, and it's a pretty solid flick. Would recommend. Why did the sightings stop after the Silver Bridge collapse? Was it truly because Mothman had been heralding the disaster? Or was it because the town of Point Pleasant, now grieving and traumatized, no longer had time for silly stories and boogeymans? They had friends and family to grieve. I rather think that could be the explanation. Or perhaps the sightings didn't stop, but nobody wanted to bother their grieving neighbors with the reports anymore. Either way, it paved the way for Mothman to become something of an omen. The internet is filled with claims that he was sighted before various disasters, including swine flu outbreaks and apartment building collapses. None of these stories seem entirely credible, to be honest, and I'm left wondering if the original Mothman sightings are the only real ones. It seems as though people might be claiming there were sightings after the disasters, not the other way around. I plan on visiting the TNT area when I'm in West Virginia. I believe this area might be key to the Mothman sightings, not because of alleged nuclear waste or government experiments, but because of the 8,000 acres of land set aside for wildlife. You see, those original reports seem to be describing something physical, and every Mothman report claims he flies. So he has to be a bird. The largest bat in the United States is the greater mastiff bat, and its wingspan is only 20 inches. So it isn't that. That leaves us with bird. The original police who received the reports even thought it was a bird. Many people have theorized it could have been an owl. It's possible, but an owl standing on the side of the road would not be mistaken for a person. They have wide wingspans, but aren't very tall. The police at the time thought it could be a sandhill crane. Crane is really the most reasonable explanation. Sandhill cranes stand several feet tall. Not 7 as described, but night and a moving car can distort perception. They have wide wingspans and even make kind of a screeching sound. Most importantly, they have red on their face. There's another crane possibility, rarer but still possible, the whooping crane. The whooping crane is larger than a sandhill crane, and importantly to the original report, it is white. The head has more red on it than the sandhill crane, and it's in two patches, more like the red eyes described. Their call is much screechier and much louder than the sandhill crane. Whooping cranes are rarer, and it would need to be further off course on its migration than a sandhill crane. But I think it's the more likely candidate for the original Mothman sightings. With an almost 8-foot wingspan, this intimidating bird could certainly shock you if it drove next to you. Now, can all Mothman sightings since the 60s be cranes? No, definitely not. This is a situation where people are saying different things and attributing it to this well-known story. Is there any chance that Mothman is real? As a real creature, no. The stories portray him as a humanoid with wings and glowing eyes. That's definitely not something that evolved on this planet. The internet is, of course, full of those who say Mothman is an interdimensional being or an alien. For that, you'll need to ask NASA. I don't do aliens. What he isn't is any kind of nuclear mutant. Despite what the movies want us to believe, nuclear waste, even if there were any in Point Pleasant, mostly just kills you. It doesn't cause creatures to turn into fully formed and functional other beings. Of course, there is a lot of nature out there, so there is a chance there is an undiscovered species of bird or bat, or a species we didn't previously know was out there. We can never discount that. However, I think the theory that it is a known bird is still the most solid. But I'm curious, will my opinion change after I see the area? Will driving the roads of the TNT area and sleeping in a hotel next to the very river the Silver Bridge once spanned make me rethink Mothman? Tune back in a few weeks to find out. Until then, take a look at the skies. You never know what might be flying above. And if you'll be at Mothman Festival next week, come find me. I'll be wearing a Cryptozoology with Dr. Daisy t-shirt and giving out tons of free merchandise. So I'm excited to see you there or see you back on the podcast in just a couple of weeks. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Cryptozoology with Dr. Daisy. For more content, follow the podcast so you never miss an episode. You can also follow me on Facebook and YouTube or subscribe to the blog at cryptozoologywithdrdaisy.com. I'll see you next time, and don't forget to keep exploring. After all, you never know what you might find out there.